Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
God of miraculous, if you can tap into your faith to release His miraculousness, man, it makes life easy. It really does. I mean, stuff comes up, but you don't have to be overwhelmed, overburdened, out of sorts. It's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? God's already done it. Man, if you can just tap into that faith realm of miraculousness, He just keeps on providing. And do it because if you worship him as your source, he'll provide all your resources. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald coming to you. So this is a mind thing. This is how you set your mind. Your words have power. You set your mind, you set your thoughts, and then here comes the words which follow with action and character and opportunity. Those are all choices within your control. God intended for us when he made us to live actually in a life of lap and luxury. Because in the Garden of Eden, there was no toil, there was no stress. God provided everything that they needed. He was that father that was a perfect father. And there was nothing they wanted for or needed or desired. And that's why he came to bring his spirit. And that's why our theme is thy will on earth as it is in heaven. In 2017, yes, thy will on earth as it is in heaven. In 2017, hey, we're halfway through the year. Is it working for you? Is it working for you? Is it working for you? Whew. You have to give your testimony and I can give mine. Lord Jesus is working for me. It's amazing. I mean, I'm speechless and breathless on how God works. And our thematic scriptures for the year are taken from Matthew's, the 9th chapter, and it's the Lord's Prayer. Yeah. And this month of June, we're on, give us this day our daily bread. So are you seeking him daily? Are you looking to him to be the resources? Are you giving God that opportunity to be that resource? What are you doing? What are your choices? Did you choose him? Last week we talked about choosing him first. Do you choose him first? Now, our title for today, God knows who, what, I'm sorry, let's say it again. God knows who, where, and what you need. He's got it all together. You know, so many times I'll say, let me get myself together. Well, God's not having that problem. He has it all together. I've been traveling for the month of June. Started May the 27th out of Jamaica. I was home for, what, 3-4 days? And then I've been gone. And I kept thinking prior to that month of travels and activity, I said, oh, Lord, how am I going to make it physically? But I'm here to tell you, God is a God that is amazing. He is just amazing. Our God, he promises to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. And that is just what he has done. I mean, the strength and tenacity that he has given me has been amazing. And I'm at the end of my traveling, praise God. And it's just been incredible. And I thought, even with inserting CAS camp while the summer school for my autism school is going on, I said, how am I going to do this, Lord? But the Lord, you know, when you release fear, I've said that before, when you release fear, you can hear. And the Lord has provided, he provided a way for me to hear suggestions as to how to do my schedule. And it gave me continuous strength. And you know, really the strength is about your peace of mind. There was an arduous task that I needed to get done. Didn't know how I was going to do it. And it was right before I was flying out to come to New York where I am for my son's fashion show, which has been fabulous. And as it turned out, I had done it some time ago, but I had erased it from my memory. But I'm just showing you the tender, loving care because God knows everything you need. He knows who you need, where you need it, and what you need, how you need it, when you need it, why you need it. He covers everything. He's that alert and sensitive. I mean, you think, it'd be nice to find a partner that's alert and sensitive, my needs, understands me. Here's what I said. gets it, does something about it, is a comforter. You know, you have this whole list of impossibilities for human beings, but not our Father, who takes time. And I thought, oh my goodness, it just hit me how loving and kind our God is. If we release fear so that we can hear. And I said, Lord, I've looked everywhere for these applications. I kept them in one envelope. I was very specific. And I can't find them, and I really don't know where to look. So since I've done all that I can do, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to just worship. So I just begin to worship. And I said, oh, let me add this into my worship. Thank you for showing me where this is. Because I'm tired, I want to go to bed, I have to get up early to catch a flight. So I'm going to thank you. Upon doing that, I was able to release the anxiety and the fear about it. Had to have it. And then the Lord just led me to look on my computer and look in my documents and so forth. I had already scanned it and downloaded it. I went, wow. No memory of it whatsoever. I kind of have a glimpse of when I did it, but not much. But I'm telling you, God knows who, what, when, where, and how you need it. And he could have let me find it, and then I had to spend another couple hours scanning and download it. But it was done. I said, oh, I can just go to bed. That's the way Jesus loves me. This I know. That cared for me, but only when I released it, only when I worshiped, only when I said, thanks. I'm going to give you everything you think. I'm going to thank you for it because you're looking right at it. I know you know. And the Lord took care of it. I have filed it the whole bit. So he's phenomenal. And that tender, loving care, which I know he has, but it was so impactful at that moment because sometimes I feel like I'm clergy secretary, book person, administrator, just playing all those roles. And I'm like, oh, I need help. But the Lord is my helper. And I just saw how I've never left alone. And it was just phenomenal. So today, we're going to talk about someone you're very familiar and a very familiar passage of scripture. But first, I want to mention to you, if you go to my Facebook, you see the one sheeter, when we put God first, all other things fall into the proper place or drop out of our lives. I love that. Somebody said once, every now and then, God takes your garbage out for you. He removes what you don't need. He removes those hindrances. He removes those obstacles for you. And it's really interesting miracle I had today, how he did that for me. He just drops them out of your life. I had an incident with two issues to camouflage what I'm saying. And God just removed it. I went, oh. Because there was bothering me more tense of a weight than what I had realized. And all of a sudden, he just removed it. And I went, oh, whew, well, that feels better. I didn't realize it was weighing on me so heavily. Because we don't know. But that's the point of trusting in God. Who knows who, what, when, where, how, and why you need it. And he gives it to you oh so perfectly. If you're willing to wait for it. So, I'm going to read through the scriptures, and they're taken from Daniel. Like I said, a very familiar perspective, a very familiar scripture, but I want to do a little different perspective. Subtitle is Take Care of God's Business. That's the new perspective for us, and he'll take care of yours. We know to do the works of God, and we want to do the works, but sometimes our stuff gets in the way, and it gets the first attention, because I have to have this done. No. You have to learn to live in the moment when it's a godly moment. Know the voice of the Lord, remove your fear, and know. I was at a convention, an international, huge, I don't know, it was 30,000, 40,000, it was just huge. And this lady, in her 50s or early 60s, fell down the escalator, legs up in the air, headed for the client seat. I'm like, oh no, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this situation now. No permanent damage will happen to her. This will resolve in her favor. In the name of Jesus, I just started commanding. So the attendant was there, thank God, and they hurry up and they shut down the escalator. So they got her up, and she says, well, I'm fine. I said, sure, have a seat. You need to de-escalate and just calm down. So I stayed with her for about 45 minutes. Well, I had somewhere I was supposed to be, the one seminar I wanted to go to for the entire convention, the one. And it was on Guatemala because I needed to resource that for the school that I opened in Guatemala in December. I said, well, okay, God, this is in the moment, and I know it's a God call because no one else was standing with her. So I stayed with her, massaged her back, sang songs, de-escalated, make sure she drank water, calmed her down to the first aid people came and bandaged her up because she was clawed up pretty good from the electronic escalator cloth, but no permanent damage, nothing that wouldn't heal within a matter of days. Nothing that hurt her. What she did was going down the escalator and then decided she didn't want to. Oh, yeah, and turned around and decided to come back up. I said, so you went to watch Wonder Woman, and that's who you thought you were? Then her shoe got caught in one of the teeth, and down she went, head first, feet up in the air. And the Lord just kept her. And she's like, this is a stupid thing. I said, well, it doesn't matter. It's over now. But I'm so better. So embarrassed. I said, nobody cares. Absolutely. Nobody cares. The only thing we care is that you're doing well. So I just stayed with her. And I knew that I was supposed to, even though I said, the one seminar I wanted to see, I'm going to miss. But as the Lord would have it, I got in on the last 5 minutes of it and met everyone I needed to, all the information. The lady I sat behind, because that was the only vacant seat that I saw, was from Guatemala, turned around, showed me her badge. She says, I'm a Rotarian there. I'll help you with everything that you need. It was phenomenal. And then I made connections with a company that builds schools in Guatemala. I said, Lord, I took care of your business, and here you are magnificently taking care of mine. Because God knows what you need at all times. And you just have to trust him for that. So that brings us to Daniel. And sometime it'll be simple things like just spending your time. Daniel's was a little bit more serious, maybe a lot of it more serious. Well, we'll read the scriptures and then we'll go from there. But regardless of what it was, Daniel was determined to choose God first, because that's what he did. He didn't put anyone or anybody in front of his God. And just phenomenal what he did. So let's read 6th chapter of Daniel. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because he was an excellent spirit which was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Wow. Then the presidents and princes sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find any occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, see, when he was charged in service, he was faithful to that. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. That's in his work, no error or fault. Fifth verse. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. They knew him. They knew about his relationship with his God and what he stood for. Seventh verse. All the presidents of the kingdoms, the governor and the princes and the counselors and the captains, had all counseled. Look who they pulled together. Isn't that just pitiful? All the princes, all the counselors, all the captains, they all consulted together to establish a royal salute, to make a firm decree that whosoever asks anything or petition of any god or any main man for 30 days, except for the king, they will be cast into the den of lions. Wow, these men are so serious about getting rid of Daniel. O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. 16. Then the king commanded that they brought, well, in between the stories, because I do want you to read that sixth chapter. So they made that commandment. And did it work? Worked wonderfully. Because you know Daniel. He wasn't backing down. Now, history is, whenever the Jewish people were taken into captivity, the law was that they looked towards Jerusalem and prayed. So Daniel, every day, opened up his windows three times a day, looked towards Jerusalem, and prayed. They knew that he habitually prayed to his God. Now, he's in captivity. He's not having a mood swing or a moment because I'm being captured. He respected and loved his God even beyond his present situation of being in captivity. They still believe God. So many times things will happen as, what happened? Where is God? I can't feel God. What, you know, because of the situation, God has a lesson. You might be there for a reason, okay? But you don't stop praising God, because all things work together. We know that all things work together for good for them, what? Who are the called according to his purpose. So they pray. That's what he did. So then this decree had gone out. So the king had to, he cannot reverse his word, because he's nothing without his word. Isn't that the integrity that we should have? Nothing without his word. So in the 16th verse, the king commanded that they put Daniel into the lion's den because he broke the new law and statutes. Oh my goodness. Now, the king spake unto Daniel before they cast him in. And look what he knew about Daniel. Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually. The king knew that. Oh my goodness. Here's what it says. He will deliver thee. The king had faith. He said, thy God. Now, this is in the 16th verse. In my head, I remember him asking, will is God, will he deliver thee? He said, thy God whom thou servest continuously, he will deliver thee. Wow. 20th verse. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. Oh, that's what was in my head. I had missed that. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, oh, Daniel, servants of the living God, thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lion's den. Now he asked the question. Well, that's really interesting. But let's back up so I can make clarity. Prior to Daniel going into the king, going into the lion's den, the king comforts Daniel and tells him that his God, whom he serves continuously, he will deliver thee. Now, after having been in the lion's den overnight, and they have starved these poor lions, so they make sure they eat up anybody or anything because they're hungry. Then he said, did he do it? Did he do it? Did he do it? 22nd, Daniel says, my God has sent an angel. Hello. And he has shut the mouth of the lion. That's in one of my songs. I love that that verse there. For they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, that is God, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. So God shut the mouth of the lion. If you go ahead and read the story in detail, you will also see, well, Daniel said, I'm not in the mood to miss a night's sleep. Okay. So I'm getting my sleep. Daniel laid on one of the lions he was laying on a pillow, talking about stress less, and went to sleep. But he took care of God's business. They knew they had him. He said he's never going to fail during the era because he's a man of integrity and honesty. But we can get him concerning his God. Didn't work. Guess who got thrown in the lion's den? All of those people who made the decree. You know, God says, touch not mine anointed. It just doesn't do you any good to do wrong. But, you know, if you're going to mess up, please don't choose one of God's anointed to do so. not a cool thing. So Daniel walked away, not a scratch, not a slap. He wasn't even sleepy or had bags under his eyes. He went to sleep in a den of lions. Now, who's in charge? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Okay, does your daddy love you? He does. God knows who, what, where, and why, how, and when we need it. There's nothing that God doesn't know about us. But he wants you to hear his voice. Stop in the moment. I've said this again, and I'll say it again. One day I got up and I thought, oh, I got my devotions done. I got this done. Read my scripture. I've done this. I've spent time with the Lord. Yay, 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 yay. Pat myself on the back. I thought I was doing really well. And this is what God said to me. He said, do not put me in your schedule. I'm like, huh? I thought that was a good thing. He said, I am the schedule. I'm like, huh, ho, yes, sir. Do not put me in the schedule. I am the schedule. Everything evolves around me. I'm the V and the period. I'm like, yes, sir. On the alert. When I was in Jamaica, on the alert, going to my breakfast table, hungry as I could be, because it was brunch-ish, and I was planning to eat because I was very hungry. But being on the alert, a couple called me over here. It heard me perform. We got to talking. They tell me how God blessed them. And long story short, because it's on one of my other radio programs, they received the Lord. They received the spirit, infilling of the Holy Spirit right then and there in the open breakfast area. Didn't matter to me. And apparently it didn't matter to them. And I was so thankful. And then later on, I got to baptize them in Jesus' name in the resort. Incredible swimming pool, but under a waterfall. Huh, God is good. So stay on the alert. Take care of God's business. He will take care of you because he's already planned that. And see, he already knows what you're going to do. But I'm encouraging you to change whatever plans you may have of, you know, being stuck and what you do, and be open, spreading the word. People do not know, like this couple, they loved God with what they knew, but they didn't know. And I love asking that question in the 19th chapter of Acts. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, it says they believed, but have you received it? Do you have it as evidence like they did in the Bible? Was speaking in tongues, and they said, well, we've heard of it, but we don't really know much about it. And I expounded to them, and bam, they did. So be blessed. Know the way that God loves you, that there's nothing that he's going to keep from you. He says every good and every perfect gift comes from the Lord. So access God. He's your Father. He wants the blessing. Allow him. Allow him because he knows what you need. Be blessed in Jesus' name.